There's lots of questions from our booth. The main one is, what happened to your face? Yes. They're lying to you.
They're not.
A lot of people lie to you because they're scared of you.
Hey, please don't get my blood pressure through the roof. I went with 6 hats, I've returned with 1.
You know, when you're midway through packing, what's the logical thing to do? You know, what will really help? Throw the suitcase across the room.
Are you going to get cuffed?
Only by the police, I think.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Welcome to my show.
Mic's up.
Okay, so this week's podcast is going to be a lot better because I can actually speak.
She can actually speak, which is new for us over the last couple of days because you left your voice in Ibiza. But this is the Sunday Roast Reheated, which is all the extra bits from the radio. There will be swearing. It's going to be slightly more smutty than the radio. If you don't it, don't listen.
You heard the man.
I don't know why I was looking into the gallery, but there was no one there because the camera is there. So if you don't like it, don't listen. But we suggest you do listen. So,
basically, we want to start the pod this week by just clearing up some Ibiza chat.
Yes.
Because there's been a lot of questions, there's things people want to know. So yeah, we're going to use this time to tell you about what went on.
Yeah, this time kind of last week we were doing the pod
from Ibiza.
From WikiWoo, in front of a live audience with live guests. Both of us slightly hungover.
I was evaporating.
I had tit sweat because it was 35 degree heat. But we are now back in London in the studio. There's lots of questions people have got from Ibiza. I think the main one is, what in the fuck happened to your face?
Specifically
the bruise that has been on your face.
So we did a day trip on a boat and it was actually quite choppy, wasn't it?
It was really choppy at one point, yeah.
And I slipped and there was like a little metal bar thing and my cheek hit
it. Headbutted the boat, but I mean, listen, and you should have been there because what she did manage to do was not spill a drop of rosé from her glass as that was happening. It was, honestly, I've never seen anything like it. Priorities first, forget the face, save the rosé.
You know how we do it.
So that was quite impressive, actually.
People wanted to know what roles we play in the airport, like, and travelling together. So, you know, obviously on Instagram, people are really into talking about type A and type B personalities. If anyone follows me on Instagram, you know I'm type A, everything's labelled, there's an itinerary.
Honestly, like...
Yeah. I love a plan. I mean, how can you have fun without a plan? It's insane to me.
In the airport on the way there, Liv went through the itinerary with me for the week and I was bored after the first sentence.
But hold on, you're missing a part, you see. I was waiting by prep for you to go through the itinerary, but where was Pete? He was in, like, the entrance to the airport still.
Foyer
by W.H. Smith taping his suitcase back together.
Yeah, I had a bit of a nightmare. Listen, I don't know whether I'm an A type or a B type or whatever else, but I'm quite organised, but I'm quite chilled out. My suitcase, literally as I was pulling it up the curb to get into the airport, split. They didn't have any of them fucking suitcase, what do you call it, like band things.
Yeah.
So I had to go into W.H. Smith's, buy some Sellotape.
Like what you wrap a present with. Not like industrial tape.
Yeah, not like industrial tape. Not like gaffer tape or anything. Yeah, literally just Sellotape. So I had to stand in the middle of like groups of like lads and stag dudes just going like with the fucking Sellotape, like pulling it all the way round. It was fucking
pathetic.
I've just
thought of a present I'm going to buy you.
What?
I want to buy you a new suitcase, but specifically a green one like mine.
No, because your suitcase is a vial. She's got
No, I have cool luggage.
You don't have cool luggage. Everyone says
me how cool my luggage is.
They're lying to you.
They're not.
A lot of people lie to you because they're scared of you.
What are you trying to do, make me paranoid?
You're a petrifying person, all right? People lie to you. Your luggage is fucking awful.
It's Rimowa.
I don't care what it is. It can be fucking Rimowa or fucking whatever else. It's three different shades of green that make me feel sick.
But they're all in the same family and I swap them out depending on what I'm wearing.
What do you mean they're in the same family? Like, you don't have a family of suitcases.
Of course you do. I've got a set of six and all like dark green to light blue. You can have one of mine if you want.
Oh, thanks so much. I'd rather turn up with a bunch of carrier bags.
Luggage is very important in an airport. It's how you present yourself to people.
Oh, well, I present myself great then because I sellotape mine to bits. I honestly thought we were going to land in Ibiza and I'd be picking individual like pants off of the baggage carrier.
People wanted to know what my most feral moment was. Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
But this podcast isn't long enough to go through, and so...
It was very feral. Like, there's a lot happening that we kind of discuss in this podcast, but I think one of the moments that people enjoyed on Instagram was me and my friend Megan. I'd managed to run out of clothes because we did everything. We did Pasha, we did High, we did Universe, and then it was the last night and we went to a beach restaurant and then we were just going to call it a night. And I was like, we should go out. as we bought these little dresses from a beach shop that I'm not joking were for a 12-year-old, weren't they?
Yeah, it was honestly, you and Megan, when you went out that night...
In these two matching black dresses that were like this big for a doll.
Yeah, you look like Polly Pocket and the mate. It was
someone said we like Paris and Nicole back in the day. They used to wear everything matching. And we went to Universe and we just looked at an absolute horror story. But that felt very Ibiza core and reminded me what I love about that island.
And which is mad that you ran out of clothes considering the amount of stuff you took.
Please don't get my blood pressure through the roof. I went with 6 hats. I've returned with 1. 6.
Yeah, to
one
be fair.
Hat survived.
But hold on. She went with 6 hats and bought 1 out there.
I did. Yeah, I don't even know if that one came back, actually. Oh, no, yes, I returned with none.
So 7 hats and returned with none.
My makeup bag was like this big at the beginning. It was like this morning I was getting raised like that. So basically, don't share a room with basically your sister and a gay guy because they will take your makeup.
Well, this leans into level 10 meltdowns. I mean, mine I'd already had before we got on the plane to do the suitcase.
But, for reasons I won't bore you guys with, we made the fatal mistake. And it's one of my travelling, like, sort of, like, I live by this. Don't move hotel halfway through. Just don't. It's a complicated, boring reason why we did. We moved hotels.
Well, it's not really. We wanted to stay in a nicer hotel. It's not that complicated.
Thank you for making us
It's not that complicated.
There's a hotel we preferred. So when our work was over, we wanted to move into it. Thank you so much. So basically, yeah, I hadn't slept at all and there was 4 suitcases of just crap everywhere and packing that all together, just, oh my God, sent me over the edge. I had a little tantrum.
Yeah, what's the logical thing to do?
You know,
when you're midway through packing, what's the logical thing to do? You know, what will really help? Throw the suitcase across the fucking room. That'll make everything go quicker and smoother.
Those carbon fibre Ramoa suitcases, see, they're very light.
Sorry, are you on commission with Ramoa? This is why she has to get these Ramoa suitcases, because she can throw them against walls and they just bounce off and nothing happens. I didn't even throw one against the wall and it fucking broke.
Oh, gosh. And yeah, we were still waiting for Pete while the taxi when we were moving hotels.
I was sellotaping my case up again. What do you want me to do? I was literally chewing chewing gum and putting it in there, just trying to hold it together. But yeah, that was a lot. What about kind of best memories?
So many memories, like seeing you in an actual dance super club actually makes my life. They're just so on your vibe on paper, but you loved it.
I did love it.
We had a dinner one night with our group and you laugh so much, it actually starts to physically hurt. We've been at this table for an hour and anything anyone said, we're just laughing. This sounds like one of those you have to be their stories, but we decided in the end... It was like, we need to stop talking for a minute, because I was like, if I laugh anymore, I'm going to be sick. Yeah. I was in physical pain. Even him. Can you imagine Pete Wicks laughing straight for an hour, gasping?
We were in this really beautiful restaurant. There was like 6 of us. We'd been non-stop laughing for about an hour. It was like a death. We had to sit and give a minute's silence to ourselves just so we could stop laughing. And yes, she's right. Even me, I snorted and I had tears. Me. Like, I genuinely...
For an hour straight, literally my ribs, I just kept going to the toilet because I thought I was going to vomit. Just literally from laughing. My abs were on fire. So that was a good memory.
But there were so many, like, beautiful memories from the whole trip. It was such an amazing, like, group of people and, like, it was genuinely such a good trip.
Magical.
I mean, last time I was in Ibiza, I was with Sam and we went out there for work and it was the year before. And I think the biggest difference between going this year and last year is that I enjoyed this year. No, it was a completely different experience.
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to offend people, but I don't care because it's no offence to anyone. But I've been going to Ibiza every year since I was like 17 and I think this is my favourite year.
Yeah.
Genuinely. No offence to any of the girls that couldn't make it.
Yeah, no offence to you. Fuck you. No.
There was just something about this year. We just had such a good time.
Do you know what I think it's to do with as well? Is like, obviously we were out there working for a couple of days and then we had a couple of days off, but it was the people we was with made it such an amazing trip. But also, like, we don't get a lot of time off.
No.
And it was nice to just go off radar a little bit and just be, like, present in the moment with the people you're with. Do you know
100%.
What I mean? Like, every day is just fucking great.
And the KISS team are also fun. Yeah. It's such a vibe. Just go off rails a little bit. Like, I looked an absolute horror story for most of the time I was there and I absolutely loved it. I didn't wear makeup for the last 3 days. Like, I crawled out from under the bridge.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
This time next year, if we still have a job.
And... I was on my phone last night in bed looking at what closing parties I'd be able to make work around. I was like, I could go for a day. Go in the morning, do one.
You never go to Ibiza for a day, ever.
I'll show the dates, they work.
Do they?
Mm.
Should we go?
Maybe.
Let's fucking do it. Hopefully, same time next year.
Yeah.
And you never know, this time next year, once you've had more of your lessons, you could actually be doing a set at Ocean.
Can you imagine?
You are a fucking DJ now.
Can you imagine? Obviously, I'm going to have the headphones like Paris Hilton, dazzled.
As if she doesn't do enough daytime presenting, podcasting, radio, her own shows, documentary and all of that sort of stuff. She's now a DJ, but on the plus side, she has said that I can be her roadie.
Yes.
So I'll be carrying the bags.
Everyone needs a tour manager.
Fucking hell, that's what
security.
I am. A fucking
security.
Tour manager. Security. But that's it, really. That was kind of our goodbye to summer.
Mm. And now we are going into winter. Hibernating. Like, I'll be wearing more clothes, but I won't be staying indoors much more.
What do they call, like, the winter season? Because everyone always has fun summer, and then is this not the point where everyone...
It's like, lock it in, like...
Cuffing season. This is where now everyone kind of hibernates. They find the nearest person to them.
Are you going to get cuffed?
Only by the police, I think. Yeah, this is kind of where everyone just finds the nearest person to them, whoever made it to the end of summer, and then just thinks, oh, you're doomed until fucking...
Lydia, producer, run.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much what cancer, because it's hibernation now. But
yeah.
I did tell you a little hibernation fact earlier,
mm-hmm.
which is that hibernation does reduce ageing.
I love the sound of that.
Because humans, we're not engineered to be able to hibernate because of our ancestors and the fact that it was mainly warm climates and all the rest of it. But there is a thing that doctors are working on. I think it's called TORTOR or something, which is a process where you can actually slow down our metabolism and our molecular biology, which means that we could potentially go into hibernation. So they'll be using it for like NASA and... So
it,
it probably not in our lifetime, but in other people's lifetime, it may be something that we can do.
I would literally love that.
We can add it to the list of things that you do. Oxygen chambers.
The day after getting back from Ibiza, I had a 2-litre drip and then I went in the oxygen tank for an hour.
The day after getting back from Ibiza, I went and spent fucking 10 hours in a recording studio sounding like Frank Butcher.
I had to have a head-to-toe overhaul, nails, feet, facial. Like, it was just like I put myself back to basics, basically.
Do you feel like you're back on top form now? We're a few days in.
I feel like I look a bit tired still and the voice is like 80%, but I feel like I'm getting back to myself.
Do you?
What do you think?
Listen, I never think you left yourself.
Thanks, darling.
That's okay. I'm sort of trying to look the other way at the minute, though. It is a struggle. Whereas I always look like I've been dug up, which is the good thing about me.
You just look consistently fucked.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You never look bad if you always look fucked.
You can't have someone go, oh my God, you look really tired. Because
I've looked tired since 12. Do you know what I mean? Since the age of 12, I look like the island got me.
Yeah, you look like a 12-year-old who just had a hot, like, late night doing his own taxes. Like the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yeah, uphill paper round. Literally. I've had bags under my eyes and a fucking receding hairline since the age of 12.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Right, it's time for The Week Roasted. Liv, do you want to take it away?
Okay, so this feels like it's not that kiss, but you have to live under a rock not to know that Taylor Swift got engaged this week to Travis Kelce, the NFL player. And I feel like just good for her. She was rocking the curly fringe, that red lip was still on, and yeah, they're engaged. I mean, well, actually more good for him, I feel.
Well,
Swift.
It's the most reposted Instagram ever.
What?
So it's got 2.6 million, 32 million likes.
That means it's beat ours.
3,450 likes per second. So that's more than you could ever imagine, Liv.
Yeah, I would do anything for those kind of stats, to be fair.
But I think the roasting part of this is there's quite a famous clip of Travis saying that he wanted to marry Katy Perry, and I think he was just shooting for any pop star.
Well, yeah.
So he's got his dying wish. Well, he's not dying, I don't think.
Sorry,
that's not an exclusive, everyone. He is still alive and well.
He's still alive. And if he'd seen Katy Perry going up to space, he would have soon changed his mind. So I think he made the right decision.
He actually got Taylor by writing his number on a bracelet and giving it to her. How do we feel about
that? Guys, this is so weird because this is so similar to how me and Pete met. He was hanging outside this event I was at and he just wrote his number on a napkin and gave it to me.
And none of this actually happened ever.
Specsavers event.
Oh, that's cute, actually. To be fair, that's probably why I thought you looked all right. Specsavers. I don't know what you're doing at home, but we are being very productive in the studio. We have just made a studio band.
Mm.
I know that sound... Thank you, Emily. That wasn't your cue.
That was premature, Emily.
Slightly premature.
That's normally Pete's job.
We've still got a lot of work to do. But basically, Emily bought in a guitar all the way from Manchester. So we've now decided we're going to create a band. We've got Dean, who is our singer. Tom is on bass. Emily is lead guitar. Give us a go. Beautifully done. That's a lovely chord. Liv has designated herself the job of dancer.
What do you mean? I am the dancer.
I have seen you dance and I'm worried about
it. It's great.
You're effectively Bez from the Happy Mondays. Lydia.
Our audience is too young to know what that is, Grandad.
Lydia, who is our producer, is going to be the manager, but somehow I've ended up just being the soundie and the roadie.
Yeah, you're a tech.
I'm just tech. I'm just here to press buttons
you're
again.
You're a technician.
I thought this was my moment to shine. You know I'm a great singer.
We've heard it against our will a few times. It's husky.
Baby, lock them doors. And anyway,
lose all our cool listeners with you.
Tell us if you want to be in our band. There are a couple of slots available. We need drums.
We need groupies.
We need someone on keys. And I'll tell you what, yeah, I definitely need groupies. Do I count?
You need groupies. Someone has to look after Pete.
Yeah. Well, if we're having groupies, surely the soundie gets groupies too, no? Well, let's think about that. Hopefully he does.
So you just heard on the radio, Pete, you've actually had women write songs about you.
I've had a few, yeah.
Were they like, I don't know, like Phantom of the Opera? Like, I can't imagine what kind of song you'd write about Pete Wicks.
Do you know what the bad thing is all of the songs are kind of about me leaving.
It sounds like on trend. Yeah. You are a leaver.
Yeah, a range of different titles. I won't tell you in case you fucking start looking for them on Spotify. But
I'm going to start using them as all my stories on Instagram.
Yeah, a lot of them to do with, yeah, me leaving or having done something wrong. There seems to be a common denominator in all of these songs, which is that I, at some point, have been an arsehole.
I've got so much appreciation for someone that could actually put their heart on a sleeve to actually write a song about someone hurting them. Because, like, I would rather...
Yeah, but the problem, you wouldn't be able to do that because you're a heartless bitch.
I'm not heartless, but you couldn't waterboard that information out of me. Like, someone could do the most terrible act to me and I would be like...
You'd never admit that you were hurt by it.
Yeah. So my song would be like, Bov. I don't know if I was on a fucking song, you screwed me over. No, I'm just going to sleep with her dad, like a normal person.
If there was a song wrote about you, what do you think it would be called?
I don't know, something about, like, I don't know, some crazy bitch that ruined my life.
Oh, it'd be a country song then?
Yeah, like Sexy Back, like David Guetta, you know that one?
Or Kanye West, Heartless. I think that's
what it'd be. Or Gold Digger.
Perfect. Right, we're about to play What's That Roulette? You give us a word to search. Given today's the last day of summer, I think our word is rip.
Like, as in R.I.P. or as in rip?
Well,
like,
just,
let rip.
Well, you tell me.
Well,
search
got one
it.
Here. I've got, I just let one rip on the plane.
You're disgusting.
Wait, hold on. How do you know it was me?
Because I know you. You're a disgusting
human. All my gas comes out the top end.
That is no
you
better.
You share a studio with me. Come on, you know this.
That is no better. Mine are all condolences.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. In loving memory, R.I.P. You're dead inside, R.I.P.
I mean, it works. It makes a lot of sense.
Do you think I'm dead inside?
This sign of life, like on Mars. Like, if you look hard enough, there is sign of life, but it's non-conclusive at the moment.
Lovely, thanks for that. We did What's That Roulette.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be rip, the word, but it just turned into R.I.P. And I've realised that a lot of people think I'm potentially already dead. People send me R.I.P. and pray for Pete all the time.
I think they just see out from, like, vision from the outside. You're under a lot of stress. You go from one ADHD maniac to another, being me and Sam.
It's like
there's
I collect
no respite
them.
In between.
I collect fucking ADHD people like Pokemon. Like,
and we're just drawn to you.
Why though?
Like, I'm off to, I don't know. It's something about your energy. It's really nice for an ADHD person.
Which is mad because ADHD energy for me is awful. I don't understand.
We're not thinking about you. We're thinking about ourselves.
Well, what a fucking shock that is. It's unbelievable, isn't it? We've had some unhinged shout-outs as well, which is amazing. It's nice to have shout-outs. It just means that there are people listening.
Ashley Michelle Glass said, Olivia, can you get me on a date with this swamp daddy? It's catching on, guys.
Who's the swamp daddy?
You. Actually, I want to talk to yous because I was reading the TikTok comments and you lot were trying to educate me on what a swamp daddy is. I think I know what a swamp daddy is, because I'm the one who brought it to the show. They were going, Pete's not a swamp daddy because he brushes his hair. You're allowed to brush your hair and still be a swamp daddy.
So am I still allowed to call myself a swamp daddy?
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Fuck you.
So
tell me about what I know.
All right, yeah, swamp daddy. Well, Ashley, listen.
So you are a swamp daddy, Pete. Don't let any of those trolls say otherwise.
All right, well, Ashley...
They said you're too pretty to be one.
Olivia, she wants to go on a date with me. Olivia, you know, Ashley, I'm single, so...
Take him.
Hit me up.
Yeah, I'll send you a message, Ashley. He said a full STI check recently as well, and it came back 80%.
And the 80% we can't get rid of, it's fatal.
And you can't catch it twice, so you might as well get in.
She might as well get in now. Like we said, R.I.P. Pete, it's coming soon. This show will soon be called The Sunday Roast in Loving Memory Of.
Just me in black veil crying every week down the microphone.
Yeah, just some other idiot pressing buttons. Sazlu32, call me Shrek because I'm head over heels for you. There was no context to it, but thanks ever so much for that chat up, Lan. Was that supposed to be for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not, for me as well?
I don't think it's for me.
Fucking hell, this is great.
Pulled you for... Oh, I actually know this account. Hi, hun. Pulled you for a chat. We know this account. It's a Love
Island
Stan account.
She's the gift that keeps on giving.
Love
I'm
you.
Here.
No, but you're not a gift.
What the fuck am I?
You're a swamp daddy.
Hold on, is that what we're calling ourselves? The Sunday roast hosted by the gift and the swamp daddy.
Yeah, I am the gift. I'm the chosen one.
And I just get swamp daddy.
That's quite a good title. You're quite lucky to be in there. This has been the Sunday roast reheated, maybe for the last time.
Potentially come back if we're still around.
Leave us a comment if you liked it and all that stuff and share it with your friends who've also got poor taste.
Rate, review, do all of that stuff. When you do the reviews, make sure you leave 5 stars, but actually roast us as well. It shouldn't be that fucking hard because we are a pair of idiots. Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.